Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Smart Marketing for Small Business. And I'm your host, Les Wolf, CEO of the Smart Marketing Group in Philadelphia. The purpose of the show is very simple. The idea is to make it easier for you to perform in the marketplace on a smarter basis, to give you a higher level to enhancing your knowledge. And we do that through a range of different things. We do that through guests that we have, and we're lining up a whole series of guests for the next couple of months that I think you'll find fascinating and interesting. And we also do it through different things that we offer. One of those things is LinkedIn groups. We have a LinkedIn group called Smart Marketing for Small Business, the same as this show, and we encourage you to get involved in discussions, put up questions, get to know each other, do whatever is necessary for you to maximize your opportunities for adding to your smarts. But in addition to Smart Marketing for Small Business, we have the Creative Thinkers Forum. The idea is let's be more creative. And you don't have to be born creative. There are all kinds of ways to be creative. And we'll cover some of those tonight. But the key to it is creativity can be learned. It doesn't have to be something just inborn. And getting active in Creative Thinkers Forum is another way to enhance your skills, your level of knowledge. Then there is Celebrities for Marketing. Celebrities for Marketing is a very simple thing. A lot of people don't realize that there are affordable celebrities that can fit into almost any situation. One program working on right now is with well-known athletes in what we call intimate surroundings of boardrooms, conference rooms, where companies can bring in their top 10, 15, 20 clients and have them schmooze with some football player, boxer, artist, basketball player, etc. And then lastly is my favorite group, which is Fearless Marketers. Those are, that group represents those of you who aren't afraid to think outside the box, who aren't afraid to say, I don't want to follow the crowd, I want the crowd to follow me. And that's what Fearless Marketer is focused on. And again, all of these rely on you getting involved, creating discussions, getting active, because that's how you benefit from this, because really this is your show. Now, I want you to take down my email address, because there should be, if there should be reasons that you would like to reach out to me, such as topics you would like us to cover, things you would like us to think about, talk about, guests that you'd like us to have, including yourself, if you have something that you feel others can benefit from. We are open to all kinds of suggestions. All kinds of suggestions are welcome. And my email address is marketingsmartly, S-M-A-R-T-L-Y, marketingsmartly@AOL.com. We also have a blog, smartmarketingmoves.com, and our corporate website is smartmarketinggroup.com. And one of the things, if you go up to our website, you might want to click on the advisory services. We have a unique advisory service that fits a situation that has come up again and again. Have you ever had a situation where you had a question you wanted an answer to, you needed some advice or some counseling, but you didn't want to have a situation that you are paying a small fortune or in some cases a large fortune for a retainer relationship with a consultant? Well, what we structured, because we are advisors. We are marketing strategists, creative tacticians, executive coaches. But we also realize that in order to help people, we have to make things easy for them. And one of those is through a thing we call the Advisory Time Block Program. The Advisory Time Block is a very simple concept. You can purchase blocks of time, 1 hour, 2 hours, 5 hours, whatever you want, but they're good for a year. So if you suddenly have an issue that has come up and you have a question, you email us and we get back to you immediately and we get you a response, or you'll be able to phone us if you're a client with the advisory time block. And the idea being is that you have a backup force. You have someone to support you without you having to make major financial commitments. So that is something that we talk about, we have out there for everybody to work with. But now let's get in and talk about things that hopefully will help you think a little more imaginatively, make you a smarter marketer. Now, many of you are obviously your small businesses. That's what we're focusing on. It's estimated there are 28 million small businesses. But very honestly, a significant number of them, I believe 22 million, are one- or two-person businesses. So the key is whether you are a one-, two-, five-, ten-person business, if you're competing against larger competitors, if you're David fighting Goliath, you need to be able to outthink and outsmart and outflank and outmaneuver them. And let's cover a couple of points for that. Because if you don't have the staff, the money, and distribution channels, you know, that they might have and that they may be playing havoc with your best marketing efforts, there are things that you can do. And they're all also based around something that is too uncommon, common sense. You know, a fact of smart marketing is understanding that the majority of actions one takes is based on common sense. And common sense will tell you there are ways to counteract the efforts of the bigger, more aggressive competitor. There's no magic formula, but there are some smart moves one can make to level the playing field, or more than a few cases, tilt it in your favor. But, and this is a big but, it requires an open mind, one accepting of change, something that most people are not. And if you have that, you are already ahead of most of your competitors. Challenge is a key facet of the strategy you must develop. As a smaller marketer, it's up to you to develop new challenges for the competition to keep pace with, new concepts which will motivate customer spending, and new approaches to problem solving. All of these can be done without spending anywhere near as much as your bigger competitor. How? Well, that's what we're going to talk about. One of the first things that I talk about is observing. You know, if you observe what's going on in the marketplace and you absorb it into your planning, you can identify ways that you can outthink your competition. But you have to think better and quicker. Your ability to identify opportunities and take advantage of them is of prime importance in beating the better finance competitor at the game. So let's look at step one, or rule one. I call it Wolf's Rule of Business Opportunity. And I'm not trying to rub my ego there, but it's easier to remember. Wolf's Rule of Business Opportunity, which is every business in every industry tends to operate the same as everyone else in that field. Therefore, you need to identify the similarities, the sameness factors, and the common denominators to spot the overlooked and untapped opportunities that are always, always, always there. They really are. They truly are. But you have to train yourself to be aware of them. You know, the smaller marketer often counts what I would call in the similarity in the look common in their industry, be it the communications message, the packaging, or other marketing elements, to identify itself with the competitors in the field in the eyes of the consumer. But by avoiding the sameness factor is precisely the strategy that a smart marketer, especially a smart small marketer, can use to set itself apart from the competition. Look around you, and I mean that seriously. Look around. Take the time to observe and absorb. Look around you and you'll see a number of smaller marketers who are beating the competition, the pants off the competition, and achieving positive results by using creative thinking and strategic planning to turn a small budget from a liability into a plus. Now, how can a little guy begin to outthink the competition and break out of the sameness rut? It's a good question. Well, a good starting point is a close and honest examination of your own marketing efforts to that of your competition, be it in print, broadcast, internet, promotion, customer service policies, actual practices. As you do this comparison, listen to me closely, as you do this comparison, look closely at the similarities in approach, message, appearance, in all your materials and communications perspective. It's very important when you look for the Me Too approach in headlines and copy. Too often, marketers will take a follow-the-leader approach. It's always easier to imitate than originate, but the result can be incredibly better when you tell a story, quote-unquote, a story that's fresh and different instead of copying an approach to try and attract the customer. This can easily be seen in a number of ways. For example, layout, photographs, or illustrations should relate in some way to the benefit received from purchasing your product or service. Don't mimic what the other guy does. Now, lead, don't follow. And it's very important. When I talked about the benefits received, it's a key thing that people tend to forget, and I've talked about this on many shows in the past, what we call the WIFM factor, W-I-I-F-M. It stands for a question that is key in the mind of your customer and prospect. What's in it for me? They want to know how they're going to benefit. Put that word in capital letters, B-E-N-E-F-I-T, how they're going to benefit from doing business with you. So, your copy, your pitch, your communication to a customer has always got to be read from their perspective, not yours. You highlight a real customer need and address it rather than choosing, the safeness of similarity and trying to position your company just like your competition. This is how you rise above the crowd, even in a tightly, and I mean tightly, regulated industry such as financing. Where uniformity is prevalent, opportunity to stand out is obvious if you take the time to look at the fields as I suggest. And I can't emphasize too much of the take the time, because we tend to run around in a reactive mode rather than a proactive mode. We tend to react to things rather than thinking them out and figuring out how can we do it better. So the key to it is take the time to look at what's going on in the field. Now, another thing is avoid cluttered copy and visuals. I was looking at a website today by a new ad agency, and I felt sorry for them, because if they were looking for clients over 40 years old, they're going to have a problem. They had so much tiny type, it was hard to read. It was not well thought out. It was cluttered, the copy and the visuals. There's a thing called the white space rule, and it's very effective. When you are succinct and stand out with a clean, simple approach, an ad with too much copy is not user-friendly. Remember the KISS theory of communication. Keep it simple, stupid. My father used to tell me that, and I said, Dad, son starts with an S as well as stupid. But what can I tell you? Your ads won't fade into the communication morass if you make the effort to avoid the sameness factor. Take these steps. Consider them. Got your little iPad out or notepad? Make responding to your message easy, either with a toll-free number, email address, website, or a simple reply card. Be user-friendly. do surveys that allow the customer or the prospect to provide you with invaluable input and feedback. People love to give their opinions, so let them do it. Now, you basically can end up having all of this support just because you took the time to ask. Now, a strong headline will grab attention and lead into more readership of an ad, a brochure, than the balance of the copy. So you want to make sure the headline is something that grabs the attention and encourages people to read further to find out more about what that headline is pitching to you. And bring out distinctively different selling points than those not normally found in your competition's communication messages. And that means that you collect what your competition's doing. You talk to your customers as to what they're doing. You talk to your employees what they're doing. They know what the competition's doing. But the one untapped resource that is often overlooked is sit down with your vendors and have them open up to you what the competition is doing and what they think can help you outsmart the competition, because they benefit from your success. Not just being a nice guy or a nice gal, it's being a way to help them make more money by helping you be more successful. You know, there's an old saying that I use almost on every radio show by a gentleman named Phil Condon, who had been chairman and CEO of Boeing. None of us are as smart as all of us, and team effort is key. I'm launching a new business and looking to raise a lot of money, $3.5 million. And what we are building to make it appealing is not only a great concept, but we have a strong management team and a board of advisors. And even a one-person business can have a board of advisors, people whose experience and expertise can help you in different areas. And you'd be surprised how many people are willing to do that. You know, you develop a strong group of allies, you know, that help you combat, you know, the sameness in the marketplace. As I said, customers, employees, vendors. You know, too many entrepreneurs, too many business owners, too many marketers ignore these what I call frontline participants. The smart marketer will develop a strong two-way communication channel with all of them on a regular basis and will consistently encourage feedback, even if it's critical. There's nothing wrong with somebody telling you that you're doing something wrong. And if you can't defend it, then you probably are doing something wrong. And you'll be smarter by having learned and listened. All right. One of the areas that I'm amazed that a lot of people really don't spend enough time focusing on, and it is something where there is little or no cost but gives you a competitive edge, and that is customer service. I mean, this is one area where the type of feedback you get can incredibly benefit you. You know, a good listener is not only popular everywhere, but after a while, he actually learns something. You can be assured that most of your competitors are not using this built-in research resource adequately. Customer service, unfortunately, is not one of the big points out there, and it should be. Yet the feedback you can provide, you can provide a better understanding of customers' wants and needs, and a good starting place for the information you need to build a stronger, more distinct marketing effort. Avoid the elitist attitude toward those in your organization who are outside the marketing area. Every single person within your organization, your customers, your employees, your vendors, all can be valuable members of your team. And it's amazing. You know, another thing to look at is evaluate your situation honestly. Are your price, product, and performance on a parity level with the competition? Try and say that real fast. Are your price, product, and performance on a parity level with the competition? If so, the need to create a difference between you and the competition is paramount. But not a difference for difference sake, but one built on your strengths. Look closely at your product or service, at the market needs and voids, at the interest and trends in your community and among your customers and prospects. Work from there to identify a point of difference that fits your image and objectives, that is logical and a natural extension of your goals. Don't be afraid to think big, because it's easier to trim down a big idea than it is to grow a small one. And keep an open mind when it comes to trying something new. You know, the greatest mistake you can make in life is to be continuously fearing you will make one. Think about that. Don't ask for a brand new idea with 10 years of proven experience, but be willing to experiment and take a few risks. Strive to widen your thinking, overview, outlook, observation, and receptivity to ideas. Do that, you'll be better prepared to outthink the competition, to stop talking about it, and do it. All right, let me talk about something else for a moment. As I mentioned before, we offer a number of services. In addition to the Time Block program, we are an advisory and consulting service. We work with clients. We work with their agencies. What we bring to the game is fresh thinking, outside-the-box thinking, innovative and creative thinking. But we also, my goodness, my words are tripping over them tonight. We also provide workshops, webinars, and speeches designed not only to educate and inform, but to be used as a marketing tool so that if you are a business that wants to reach out to other business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs, we can help using workshops, webinars, and speeches as a way to effectively, cost-effectively, help you identify where the business is, identify new prospects, strengthen existing customer relationships. So those are some things that you should think about. But there's some other things I want you to think about. There's a new movie out starring Robert De Niro, called The Intern. He plays the role of a 70-year-old intern. And you go, oh, a 70-year-old intern. Well, you know, there's a thing going on that people don't seem to understand. The workforce is growing older. It's estimated in about 5 to 7 years, 35% of the workforce will be over 65 years old. Now, that is something you need to take a look at. Like an article I just wrote is entitled, Do You Discriminate Against Experience? Are you doing, when you're doing so, you discriminate against age. And by doing that, you shortchange your opportunities for greater business success. It's kind of a workplace conundrum. You know, experience is the hardest kind of teacher, because it gives you the test first and the lesson afterward. Thus, it would be true, it would seem, that one would look to connect with those who have learned the lessons that make them voices of experience in their field. But very bluntly, statistics don't bear it out. Often the discrimination against experience is age-related, as well as influenced by income paid out to those who've earned their stripes by actually working in their field. Too often, the less expensive younger worker being hired is based on what they learned in the textbook, usually written by or highlighting the valued expertise of older workers. One of the things that you have an advantage in is that if you look out there and look at the more mature worker, the mature employee, that can give you a tremendous amount of a competitive edge. When you have somebody who has 20, 30, even 40 years worth of experience working for you, they bring a tremendous vault of knowledge, tremendous assets that they can share with you, and it is something definitely to look at. I recently ran across an article targeted to the fitness business. But I wanted to read a little bit out of it. It says, you know, basically, to senior members, an older staffer seems like a contemporary, someone they can talk to. Well, when you consider the fact that every day 10,000 people turn 65, every 8.5 seconds somebody turns 50, a majority of your clients out there are in the boomer senior market. And they find it comfortable to talk to somebody who is in their age group. But there's also another thing. You know, when faced with an 18-year-old and someone with gray hair, a new prospect or guest will almost always address a senior staff member and tends to be a result of two automatic assumptions. A, of the two, the older one is probably in charge, and two, based on experience, older people generally know more and have better information. So one of the things that you want to look at is the people that you have working with you. You know, how much knowledge do they have? One of the problems today with, as I refer to, the smartphone is creating a dumb nation. Because you're having a lot of people who lack in this high-tech world of the internet and social media and smartphones and apps and all of that, all which have positive value. You know, but we need to look at the experience skills that are being lost in this business. You know, three that are key to leadership roles that are diminishing among younger generations are interpersonal skills, conversational skills, social skills. As Albert Einstein once said, the only source of knowledge is experience. So the key to it is you want to look at how can you benefit by hiring an older worker, a more mature worker. You may have to pay a little more, but you're going to get so much more back. Now you're going to wonder why I picked that topic. Well, one of those things is I'm an older person. And I'm not going to tell you how old, yes, I'm 76. I have 55 years of marketing experience, and I have seen what works and what doesn't work. And that's one of the things with this show, is that we're trying to make you a smarter marketer by advising you of things that you may not have thought of and that could be beneficial to you. All right. Let me talk about something that I haven't been behaving on tonight. That is the art of being succinct. You know, as a gentleman named Blaine Pascal said, I've made this a long letter because I haven't had the time to make it short. Writing is one of the most torturous exercises to which one can submit themselves. Writing in a concise and clear manner is tough. But here's a few tips that might help you because communication is key. One of it is study billboards. The best ones make their points in three words or less, five words or less. Think about direct response. The most successful mailings are those that capture your attention in the first 2 to 3 Evaluate all advertising, the best is short and to the point. All right, there's many things, as I said, that we can cover, but get active on the LinkedIn groups. Get active in telling people more about this show. And let me hear from you at marketingsmartly@AOL.com. We want to be able to help you more effectively, help you be smarter, help you make more money, have less aggravation in your life. And it's all possible by being smarter, thinking smarter, being a smart marketer. So, Smart Marketing for Small Business is every Wednesday night at 11 o'clock on blogtalkradio.com, as you know. But I would ask you to tell others. And I want to tell you about something that we're going to start in a couple of weeks. We're going to have a series of guests entitled, the umbrella campaign is going to be entitled Ladies in Marketing. We're going to highlight some of the most creative and talented ladies out there. Stay in touch and listen. Take care.